810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Senator with Sheriff Bob Johnson, joins us every Monday, or most Mondays about this time. Hey, Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Election Day is tomorrow. Are you excited for it to be over?
Yes. Yeah, I'm tired of all the programs, and you can't even watch YouTube anymore without all this stuff popping up. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it getting over.
For me personally, granted, we get paid for it. I mean, the station gets paid for having all the ads, but it'd be nice to have my show back, frankly.
I bet.
There's about twice as much ads running right now as there were or as there will be in a week. Things that are going on for you guys, really sad note, but I wanted to take a moment to talk about it just because, you know, anytime you lose an officer, and Sergeant Katosha Young was very young, in her, late 30s, early 40s, something like that, right? Quite young to pass away?
She was 42.
Okay. And we still don't really know, kind of, but she had the funeral for her, right? And that's, that's obviously a very hard thing to deal with.
It is. And, you know, it's not just the family suffering, but the entire agency. Everybody that worked with her loved her. She was one of those hardworking sergeants that would do the same job as the deputies. She didn't put herself above them. She would just work, you know, overtime shifts, whatever we asked of her, she would do. And just a great lady.
Well, that's a very sad thing to lose anybody like that. I also wanted to talk about, and this is kind of a good thing to contrast with kind of the sad thing, but you guys have been doing some new challenge coins this year. If I'm not mistaken, they're new this year, right?
Yeah, they're brand new. It's the Rosie the Riveter thing, you know, from World War II, where the women had to step in and work for the guys while they went off to war. We came up with a design, and we're selling them, and all the proceeds are going to go toward somebody in the agency, because, you know, we're over 500 people. So we always, unfortunately, have somebody in the agency battling cancer, and we'll pick the person and we'll donate all the proceeds to them to help them get through their treatments and things like that. So it's sad that we have to do that. But, you know, cancer, unfortunately, hits everybody sooner or later. So.
Man, yeah, I mean, I lost my mom to cancer in 2001, so man, but breast cancer challenge coins where the funds go to an employee, I love it. It's fantastic. In dealing with a horrible thing, you know, it's the response that sometimes, you know, really is encouraging to us. We had a pretty awful story in Navarre last week, which was on Meadowwood Lane. What happened here?
Yeah, it was a murder-suicide, and the individual... Jim Donahue, he shot and killed his wife and then killed himself. And unfortunately, you know, most of the homicides we have in Santa Rosa County usually have something to do with domestic violence. And I would just say this to anybody that's in a domestic violence situation, it's not going to get better until you get some help and, you know, reach out to somebody. Because if you don't break the cycle, it's going to end up, you know, hopefully not as bad as that, but it always ends up bad. So, unfortunately, that's a terrible incident.
It's very rare for people who allow themselves to do something awful to subsequently reform themselves out of it without getting outside help. And in fact, it's much more common for it to get worse rather than to get better, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's her fault for staying or whatever. Well, that's not the mentality some people have. You know, some people think they're not worthy of the other person and you know, they have self-esteem issues or whatever, and just feel like they can't reach out for help, which is not the case. I mean, you can reach out to a lot of different organizations, but even law enforcement, we have a lot of resources we can bring to bear to help people in those situations.
Absolutely. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, I don't think it was your case particularly because it's normally FHP that handles traffic stuff, but it did happen on Schmuckla Highway where a motorcyclist was killed. By my recollection, somewhere just a little after dark, around 7 o'clock, and you know, maybe I just wanted to have you have a chance to talk about motorcycle safety and keeping your eyes out and just... It's a problem, I mean, especially after dark, particularly after dark.
Yeah, it is. You know, and in Santa Rosa County, we have part of our population, a vast part, are elderly. So driving at night presents a problem for them, seeing cars, much less motorcycles. So it's always somebody in a rush or somebody doing something that they shouldn't have done that causes this stuff. But the main thing I want to citizens is, you know, especially at intersections, because you don't know what's coming, and it's probably coming pretty fast because everybody speeds around here. So just pay extra attention with motorcycles.
You know, one of the things about them that I always find challenging is, especially at night, okay, it's a single headlight, and you can't tell distance and speed with a car that's got a light out because it's a single light. And so the basic challenge of every motorcycle is it's very hard for motorists to tell what's happening when it's just a single headlight. I mean, that's just an inherent challenge, right?
It is. And then, you know, you put with that, you know, if it's at dusk or after dark, you know, they're supposed to have the headlight on whenever they ride, even in daytime. But at nighttime, it does affect your judgment. It really does. And you can't tell their speed. You can't tell their distance really good. So if you see that single headlight there at an intersection or whatever, it's not going to kill you to wait an extra 5 seconds, let them make it through the intersection and then pull out.
Yeah. No, it's important stuff. Last thing I was going to ask you about, we were playing, I think, some audio from you from last week, and you were talking about some incidents that had taken place around elections and around polling places and voting. And I apologize, I must have blinked when we were doing it, but I didn't catch a lot of the details. Was that here or was that somewhere else in Florida? What was the message there?
Yeah, basically, you know, everybody gets to vote for who they want to vote for. And if they come in with a Trump shirt or a Harris shirt, you know, and you don't agree with them, that's one thing. But violence is not acceptable, or intimidation is not acceptable in anywhere, much less a polling place.
Absolutely. Amen. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he is the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us every Monday at about this time. And he, like I think all the rest of us, will be at least relieved to have it over. And then we got to rue the results, whatever they are.
Exactly
the
right.
There's a whole new set of problems, right? Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ann.